since covered over with grime, or worse. The air smelled of alcohol and vomit. A barkeep stood behind a high bench. She was a native, short and fat, pale and wide-eyed. Three patrons sprawled in seats at a dirty table. Despite the cold, they wore only trousers and quilted shirts. It was spring in this hemisphere of Nilt, and they were enjoying the warm spell. They pretended not to see me, though they had certainly noticed me in the street and knew what motivated my entrance. Likely one or more of them had been involved. Cyverdon hadn't been out there long, or she'd have been dead. "I'll rent a sledge," I said, "and buy a hypothermia kit." Behind me, one of the patrons chuckled and said, voice mocking, "Aren't you a tough little girl?" I turned to look at her, to study her face. She was taller than most Nilters, but fat and pale as any of them. She outbulked me, but I was taller, and I was also considerably stronger than I looked. She didn't realize what she was playing with. She was probably male, to judge from the angular maze-like patterns quilting her shirt. I wasn't entirely certain. It wouldn't have mattered if I had been in Ratch space. Ratchai don't care much about gender, and the language they speak, my own first language, doesn't mark gender.